views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday, December 12th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. It's Christmas season, the holiday season. I like to say Christmas, you know, because sometimes we tend to forget the reason for the season. So you got to put Christ in the Christmas. And as we celebrate Christmas, celebrate the birth of Christ, it's a season of giving. Our Lord gave himself for us. And as we celebrate the Yuletide season, we need to give ourselves to others. This show is about giving back, actually. And we have, let me see, I wrote the name down properly, but you know, this phone is go blank at times. We have the Elohim Kingdom Feeding Ministry in studio. And they're talking about giving back, but they're giving back to a particular set of Bahamians. They're giving back to the elderly, our precious pearls, right? We tend to forget that there are a number of our precious pearls that are living in homes. And Christmas tends to come, and unfortunately, one or two family members tend to forget that their loved ones are there. We are not forgetting. The Elohim Feeding Ministry is not forgetting. They have committed for the last 4 years plus thereabouts. They have committed themselves to service, Bahamian elderly. They are making strides in that, and they're here to give information about their programs and their process, right? In studio, we have three siblings, actually, who have made this commitment, right? I'll have the prophetess introduce her siblings to everybody, and then we'll go in general about the history, why, the wherefores, and why you decide to say, man, I'm going to be feeding the elderly this Christmas. I'm going to be servicing the elderly this Christmas. So I need that narrative. But let's start off with who all is in studio.
Good morning. My name is Takara Lightborn. I'm the founder of Elohim's Kingdom Feeding Ministry International.
Good morning. I am Takesha Cunningham Charlton, and I am the co-founder or the partner of Prophetess Takara Lightborn. She's being modest this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, I'm Dario Charlton. I am here for support. I am a number one fan and a brother to these two lovely ladies.
Good. I mean, we're familiar with Dario Charlton because he's an advocate and activist, and so we're glad to have him in studio. So I understand how the entire family are advocates and activists in terms of making the Bahamas a better place. But Prophetess, explain your network. What is this that is happening?
So Elohim's Kingdom Feeding Ministry is a ministry that was birthed out of just loving people and just wanting to be obedient to God. I always did the giving, the helping, the feeding, but it was only in 2021 that after so many prophetic words, the Lord said, go and feed my people. He wanted it to be registered and he wanted me to do it on a larger scale. So I obeyed God in the midst of everything I was going through, in the midst of going through anxiety, my body being afflicted, I obeyed God. And I started the feeding ministry with $195. And I fed about 150 persons pea soup and dumpling. And ever since we've been doing hosting back to school giveaways, we've been going to the schools, feeding the children free hot breakfast. We've been helping the elderly, taking lunch for them some days, hosting the adopt a parent, grandparent that the Lord gave to us during prayer. And we've been doing it now for 4 years because our elderly, many times people think that they straight because they're in a home, but sometimes their families does not attend to them. So the homes could use that extra help, especially during the holidays when it's a season of giving, a season of love. And like, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So this is our way of giving. And we just have, we are excited.
4 years ago, your sister had a vision. right? She came to you and said, man, I want to give back.
Yes, sir.
Right? And you all have been, as a family,
yes, sir,
right, have been doing a number of initiatives, like you said, feeding children, outreach, and now it's culminate to a yearly event,
yes,
that
sir,
you all do right now, but concentrating on the elderly.
Yes, sir.
I want to get a narrative of that first time you decided to, I'm going to focus on the elderly for the Christmas. We're going to do this program. And then define exactly what it is it that you do for the elderly, this program that you're doing now.
You want me as a sister?
Yep.
Okay, so when she first told me about it, the thing about it, I am sort of somebody who always like to support. I like to be in the background and I like to push. And once you tell me God say, and I know it's for a good cause, it glorifies God, I'm hands on board, you understand? And she was like, she said she was in a place where she was going through something, and I just wanted to be her support system. And from then, I just continue on being her support system. And when the Lord birthed this particular initiative,
mm-hmm,
she was in prayer, and she was crying out to the Lord, and, you know, just in a time of worshiping, and the Lord gave her this. And when she came to me, I thought it was such a great idea. Can I be honest with you? We were little children, just always helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Our great-grandmother lived with us, and we had to, I mean, in primary school, we had to help our mother bathe her, feed her, clothe her, whatever.
So you grew
we
up taking care
so
of
her. So we grew elderly up, you understand? Yeah. And yes, then our grandparents from the Mereguana, they were pastors. And so my grandmother, she was an evangelist, so she used to go to the elderly people on the island and carry food for them, and then at times we'd help. We'd go to some of the old people on the island, carry their grocery and whatever we had to do. So there's something that's in us.
Yeah.
The seed was planted from younger. And so we just continue on, and then the Lord. And it's just so amazing how God will prepare you young. You never know what he's preparing you for until the appointed time, until purpose really kicks in. And so this is something that even in our neighborhood, the children would come to us, borrow our clothes, not to say we're talking. We'd feed, they'd eat all at my mother's pot. Sometimes my mother, we didn't have no food because we didn't share all the food.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just something that, you know, we love to give. We just have the spirit of giving and love. And when it comes to old people, we love old people and young children. And also some of the children's home as well, we fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We carry them lunch, or you understand, carry them. And so this is just something that we do. So this like second nature. But to be a part of something that gives back and to hear some people say, oh my God, I was just wondering what I could feed this one. And I just was wondering what I'm going to feed my grandchildren. And y'all just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that you're answered to somebody's prayers, and not us, you know, the Lord, God using us to be an answer to somebody's prayers. Listen, we'll run with this until we can run it.
You mentioned that your first initiative, you only had like $100.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I want to move from that but to your first initiative of feeding the elderly. I want to know, how did you go about that? I want to know the narrative on, okay, you get the vision. God spoke to you. I can take care of the elderly. I'm going to do something during the Christmas season, whatever it is.
Yeah.
How you started, though?
Okay. So what we did was we reached out to three of the elderly homes. Prayerfully, we prayed, and we was led to those three. So we reached out to them, and we let them know, you know, listen, the Lord has given us an assignment, and we want to partner with you guys. We want a compiled list of all your residents in the home. And then we would like a wish list of three things that they would wish to have. And we'll put together the list, and then we'll present it to the public. So when we presented it to the public, you know, we give them the option of you can pick a name or as many names as you want to pick on the list. On the list also has the gift that they want, which is almost always the necessities. And, you know, they had liberty to buy one or as many of those gifts on that wish list. And then we pick a date where we go and we present it to the residents. We go, we do caroling with them. We sing, we laugh. And then along with those gifts, we also expanded where we also try to carry them some wholesale grocery as well to help them.
Oh, no, it's good. So yes. You call the three selected elderly homes,
yes, sir,
right? and they furnished you with the names of the residents.
Yes,
so you have a complete list of who all is staying there.
Sir.
And then you've asked them to create a wish list. So,
yes,
and like you say, it's necessities, basically, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said you reach out to the public?
Yes.
How did you do that?
So we advertise. Well, Prophet is Takesha. She does flyers. So she had put together a flyer, and then we advertise through Facebook, word of mouth, WhatsApp.
And people
and
respond?
People just, yes, they respond. They respond.
Yes, sir.
So the first year, like, the greatest response was my own household.
Mm-hmm.
So I have older children. My husband, listen, we got together and we say we can carry as much as we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with other family members and friends. And then every year, it just expanded.
So how big and grand is it now? It sounds like it's a big thing that you do now.
So last year was bigger than the years before.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, where we were able now to not just carry the gifts, but we were able to carry wholesale grocery, like bales of rice and toiletries, cases of adult diapers, and just the necessities that they need in the home.
So let's talk about this year.
Yes, sir.
You're planning to do the same and something bigger and grander this year, servicing
yes.
the elderly of the Bahamas this year, right?
Yes, sir.
What type of items do you need? And are you asking the public again to support you and donate items?
I am most definitely asking the public to please support us that we could support the elderly homes. I mean, the need is great. Cleaning supplies, even if you don't want to give the finances, you could go and purchase the stuff yourself. And we also open it up whereas the day when we go to present the gifts, which is the 22nd, all is welcome. Whoever want to come and volunteer, you are more than welcome to come. And let's brighten up the day of the elderly man. Let's sing to them. Let's let them feel a sense of purpose again and feel that someone loves them. Because listen, love is an action word. And believe it or not, love is contagious and people feel energy. So they feel love. And you know, we looking at supplies, adult diapers. We looking at cleaning supplies. We looking at grocery items like the rice and canned goods. Toiletries, tissue, Grex, all those other stuff, anything that they can use will be greatly appreciated. Blankets, tams, they the things that they always need.
Yes.
And that will be greatly appreciated.
So how do people contact you? How do they get in contact with you?
So they can reach out to me, Takara, at 456-8138, 456-8138. Or Takesha at 432-1763. 432-1763.
I'm going to get your brother involved inside this. And listening audience may not know, your brother is has a sight impairment.
Yes.
But he's actively involved
yes.
in your ministry
yes,
in terms of servicing the elderly.
Yes,
he
and
is
I'm
also.
Trying to find out, how do you manage that? You know, you have your own challenges, right? But you put your shoulder to the wheel and say, I'm not sitting down,
That's right?
I can be involved. Why are you involved? Why? I mean, I know you're committed to your older sisters, right? And say, well, they lead and I can help. But why are you involved in making sure that the elderly is supported? And that you physically go and help.
Well, you said it right. The start of it is my sister says she has a need, and I'm going to be there to support. But for us, you know, we haven't had grandparents for more than 20 years now. And being in a position where we can show the love that we had for our grandparents to others who may not have it readily available is invaluable. I have two children of mine who are big and grown and ready to step in. And so, you know, we come together as a family first and hope to extend that same love and care to those that we serve. We invite not just the general public, but corporate Bahamas. You know, we've been blessed enough to have teams from the Atlantis over the years that has come and joined.
Atlantis tend to do big things. They give back all the time.
We continue to extend those same helping arms and invitations to not just the Atlantis, but Bahama, to Island Luck, to IL Cares, the Flowers, you know, whoever wants to come and help us be a blessing to those who can use it during this Yuletide season.
I need to know, like, what have the corporate Bahamas have done in the past? Like, what type of things have they donated to your organization in terms of supporting this initiative?
So as far as this initiative, we have not had anything from corporate Bahamas. Only with our, we just did a Thanksgiving giveaway in Nassau Village, and we had Bahamas Striping Group of Companies along with other private sponsors that, I mean, they just made it a success, and we were able to feed like 300 persons, and it was wonderful. But we pray that they would come on board with us with this Adopt a Parent, Grandparent, and let's make this a beautiful Christmas for our elderly. Yes. And you know, it doesn't even have to just stop at Christmas, because we don't just go there in the Christmas, but we try to go there every so often, every quarter, as far as the donations allow us to go, and just be a blessing. Even if we just say, okay, I'll reach out to them and say, well, you don't have to worry about cooking today. We'll handle lunch. Yes. Give us the numbers and we'll handle lunch. So we try to do our part. Yes. And be a blessing to take the load off even the workers.
Yes. Okay, Takesha, I want you to outline, what do you anticipate you plan to do, your organization plan to do at the old folks' home? What is it exactly that's going to be happening?
During the Christmas season or just?
No, the Christmas, the same initiative that is happening now.
So we just, like she said, we want to be able to gather gifts for the elderly. We want to...
So that, I can slow you down so I can understand, so listen, the audience can appreciate what it is and what you are asking for. You want to give out gifts to the residents
of the homes.
Do you want sponsors for that? Do you want people to donate to that? How does that happen?
So we definitely want sponsors. We definitely want people to donate. And as my sister was saying, you can come along if you don't want to give us the funds. You can buy it yourself. You can come along and accompany us because we do karaoke. So we don't just drop off and go. We stay.
That's why
spend
I actually
time.
Did. Go take them.
You
okay.
Understand? We entertain them. We spread a little love, a little joy. All our children, Takara's youngest daughter, she have been given even saving money in her little piggy bank and coming and giving her donation. You understand? So this is something that we really, really want the public to join us in, because...
So I can volunteer my child to say,
yes,
come and assist you?
Yes, sir. Listen, Dario's daughter, a beautiful singer. She sings with the school. She goes to CV Bethel. Listen, we there and we singing and we entertaining. They just happy and joyous because people come to spend time. Time is something so valuable. Mm. People could give their money, but people don't normally give their time. And so, even to come in and give time, because we want to spend time, we want to carol, we want to.
So this is not a one-day event, because it's three different...
It is a one. We do spread it out.
So you go to one place and stay there for a minute?
We do it on one day.
One day?
And we do the three homes on that one day.
Okay.
But we just take the time. We just clear our schedule, mm-hmm. and we just do what we have to do.
Spread that love.
Okay.
Spread that love. That
so far, I understand that you could be caroling and you could be communing with the residents.
Yes, sir.
You also give gift donations, and you said you want listening audience to donate to that.
Yes,
it's any particular thing that you want the listening audience to donate?
So like we said, we have a list for
where can I
resident.
Find the list?
We have the list available. So once you reach out to us,
I understand.
We can email the gift to you. I mean the list to you. We can send it via WhatsApp, however you need us to send it to. If you need a hard copy, we can get that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we also give out wholesale grocery. We'd like to make sure that, you know, we could help.
So that's the gift. Now you move on to the wholesale grocery. What particular wholesale groceries you are looking for?
So we're looking for rice. We're looking for grits, like the imperishable goods and the canned goods, the tuna and the things that they could use. They could cook for breakfast. You understand? And the tissue. We try to do the case of tissue for each home. Like however we could distribute it, but we try to make the load easier for the workers as well, so that they don't have to worry about certain things for at least a certain amount of time, certain portion of time.
See, every Christmas I have that guilt that I need to do something big, mm-hmm. grand.
Yes, sir.
But I never find someplace I can plug myself into
right
to say,
place.
Man, I want help.
Come on over.
But I don't know how I can donate this
yes,
case
sir.
Of tuna, how I can donate these items.
Yes, sir.
So you're giving people, Bahamians, the opportunity to say, well, if you want to donate, I could call you and
this
say, can
right
I drop
place.
It off? I don't want to really come and say.
Yes, sir.
I could drop it off to
yes,
you
sir.
All and it goes from there.
Yes, sir.
So I have the communion, the karaoke, the singing for the Christmas carols during the Christmas. I have the gift You said that have a list that you have that you could email and or you could WhatsApp and give a physical copy of.
If that's what you want.
And now you have wholesale items.
Yes, sir.
That you can purchase and donate to the homes in general.
Yes, sir.
What else do you do?
What else do we do?
Do they any feeding, any food, any dining like that, or that's just for the other event?
Well, that's for the other event. I think we did feeding before.
We did. The whole thing is that because we don't have enough volunteers, people willing to volunteer their time, it doesn't liberate us enough to be able to do the feeding along with spending time with the residents. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always asking for volunteers, because it could liberate us to be able to do more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So give me the numbers again. So those who are listening.
Yes, sir.
Can call and say, well, I can't donate, but I want to come and spend some time with the elderly and help you all sing and fellowship. And then, of course, you said you want corporate Bahamas to reach out, right, and partner with you.
Yes,
right,
sir.
And those various NGOs who say, "Man, let me give you some support to help your ministry." But give me your number again and contact. I'm not sure if you have email or so.
Yes, we do. So you could reach me, Takara Lightmon, at 242-456-8138, 242-456-8138, or you could email me at Cara, C-A-R-A, number 3, at hotmail.com. That's Cara, C-A-R-A, number 3, at hotmail.com.
Oh, and my information, TakeshaCunningham@gmail.com is where you can email me. And my cell phone number is 242-432-1763. We also have our Facebook page.
I'm just going to ask you if you have social media.
We like to be accountable. You understand? We like to be accountable for the donations and the things that people, and we like them to see that we are doing what we said. We don't play around when it comes to God people, God blessing, and what we say we do. We are women and men of our word. And so we have a Facebook page where you can go and you can see the things that
pictures
we have
there.
Been doing.
I like
pictures,
look at pictures.
We have videos,
everything
there. You understand? We didn't put everything out, but we put enough for the public to see what we are doing. So you can go to our Facebook page, Elohim's Kingdom Feeding Ministry, right on Facebook, and you can see all of the things that we have been. Not all, but a lot of. Like I said, we put enough out there to be held accountable for what we say that we are doing, and to show the public that we are doing what we said we are doing.
You always take monetary donations?
Yes, sir.
So what if I could only have $10? Do you take the small $10?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to take the small $10?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Why not?
Can I even give my $10 and say what I want you to buy? Say, well, hey, buy the toilet tissue for this?
Definitely.
Definitely.
And I promise you, we definitely will do it.
Okay. In the past, right, I was listening to you as you give your narrative and your journey of this whole program. It's like 4 years you've been doing this; it's been successful. Has anyone reached out who listened to the radio shows and say, "Man, I want to participate"?
Yes, most definitely. Listen, last year we were so blessed to get a slot on the show. And literally, God sent an angel that listened. And we had a bit of a challenge. And at the nick of time, she came in and she picked up the slack. She said, listen, how much people names you have available? And I told her it was like 30-something persons. And she said, okay, you go to wherever you go to purchase the stuff, you pick it out and I will come and pay for it. And she was a woman of her word.
Mm.
And all because of this show.
Yes,
so
An angel. Who wanted to remain anonymous. She didn't even want us to see her face. She didn't want us to know her name.
Yes.
She just wanted to pay the bill.
Behemoths care about the elderly.
Yes. Yes,
we understand that the pearls and why, their purpose and the wisdom, right? And we want to participate. We want to give back. And just like that, there's times when there's a disconnect on being able to plug into a really established entity that does it. And the idea that your organization, remind me the name of that organization,
Elohim's Kingdom Feeding Ministry International.
And what's the Facebook page name again?
Elohim's Kingdom Ministry.
Okay, just to go on that so you can see the pictures and see the narrative of what they've been doing over the years. So the idea that there is an organization that does these things already, right? That I can reach out and call and say, I want to partner with you all.
Yes, sir.
right? I want to assist, but I didn't know how to assist. And I can just tell me the day I can show up to the place. It's good.
Yes.
So I want to thank you. I want to thank you that you do have that already plugged in, right? Going back to your brother again, and asking him, supporting your sister is important. Your sisters are important, right? You being a young man, how important it is to give back, right? How important it is to instill this need to give back to your children, right? Because I'm trying to convince my children to say, well, this Christmas, we're going out to under the dock and we're going to be serving food, right? And they said, man, daddy, why are we going to? And I said, no, it's Christmas about giving back. How important it is for you to be, to instill this into your children?
Growing up, our mother always said to us, you never pass nothing until you're dead. And so we understand in life, sometimes you're throwing curveballs. I find myself being very successful in my career and in life. And, just like that, I find myself walking the journey to being blind. And so it helped me to become more humble. I was always still a person who supported, always a person who gave of my time, of my monies, of whatever it is that I have. But, my transition to blindness kind of really brought it home to understand that sometimes you may see or not see people that are in need. And when you have opportunities or someone pulls you in an area where you are able to step in and assist, you do so. And so I try to put that on the backs of my children so they understand, you give in hopes that what it is that you give will change your life. If only for one person, it makes a difference in their life. And that's just it. I mean, it's as simple as that. Give to make some change in someone's life.
We need to make a difference in an individual's life. And again, I want to thank your family for making that commitment,
mm-hmm.
right? Your husband, your children, all of you have your nieces and everything,
yes.
all have committed to say, we will come and support
yes,
the prophetess in her efforts. Before you go, because we're going to get a transition to a commercial break and continue the show, before you go, I want again for you to give out your phone numbers
yes.
so people can contact you.
Okay.
Right?
And they can call or WhatsApp.
Call or WhatsApp. And again, explain what all that you are looking for or need
yes,
support
sir.
In. So go ahead, Prophetess. You do that.
So you can reach me, Takara Lightborn, at 242-456-8138. Email CARA3@hotmail.com. And we're looking for toiletries, cleaning supplies, even non-perishable items, canned goods, rice, grits, adult diapers, whatever you could give would be a major blessing to the homes. And I forgot to mention that we also go into the communities and we feed the people. We drive around on Tuesdays. We haven't done it because of finances, but we drive, cook every Tuesday and drive around and just look for the homeless and be a blessing by blessing them with a meal and something to drink. So we don't just deal with the schools and the elderly, but we also go into the communities. We drive around and we look for those persons that cannot make it to the feeding ministry, that cannot go to Great Commission or doesn't have the ride. So we clear our schedule and we drive around and we go and we be a blessing to them.
Go ahead.
And my number, 432-1763, and that's Takesha Cunningham. You can WhatsApp me or reach out to me, regular call. And my email address is takeshacunningham@gmail.com.
I want to thank you all. That's Takesha Charlton Cunningham. That's Dario Cunningham.
Charlton.
See, yeah, making a ball game with him. And then...
get it ready.
And then Miss Cara. Mrs. Kyle Lightburn, they're all from the Elohim Kingdom Feeding Ministries. They're planning a feeding event, or at least an event, coming at the end of the month.
December 22nd.
December 22nd, when they'll be giving back to three
Three homes
of the age, and they want Bohemian to come forward and partner with them. They give out their phone numbers. Give me phone number one more time.
242-456-8138.
You can call that number. Go ahead.
And 242-432-1763.
Yes, Dari, you want to give your number too?
Yep. You can always get me 803-9254. You can call or WhatsApp.
Yes, you can call and WhatsApp and partner with them as they go and feed our precious pearls.
Yes,
as
sir.
We remember them and they have some fellowship, some singing. Yeah. And if you have time,
Come along and sing.
Pray come and sing. Beautiful. You don't have to have that good voice.
No.
Make
a joyful noise.
You can hum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can't hum, you can clap.
That's it.
Right? This has been Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
It is our pleasure.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. We continue the show. We just had the Elohim Feeding Network on, and they have an event, and they need sponsorship for that. I'm hoping that the listening audience take advantage of that and assist with that. Christmas is a season of giving. I see the U.S. Ambassador, or at least the U.S. Ambassador designate, right, has presented a check for $500,000 to the Red Cross. And we know the Red Cross does a wonderful job. I still every so often volunteer there. And the Yuletide season is a season of giving. It is a season of giving back. But I want to talk about family traditions during the Christmas for the last few minutes here. I want to know if you're listening, you can quickly call and say, what does your family do? What does your family do during the Christmas, like traditions, right? Most of my family is abroad, right? But my wife's family tends to have a meet and greet on New Year's Day, right? On Christmas Day and that week, all the families do whatever they got to do. But on New Year's Day, on that holiday, they all meet and eat soup and souse. We really eat souse. And I want to know, is that a Bahamian thing? Or this is just a nuance for their family that they, on New Year's Day, that holiday in the afternoon, that they come and eat soup and souses, you know, and pastries, right? Every so often, we've been trying to get off the foot a caroling session. That's not working. But I know our church, my church, St. Anne's, every year, the church itself has a caroling procession. You see, the church rents a bus, maybe two buses. All depends on how many people confirm that they come in. And these buses drive all over Nassau, Sinan's Anglican Church on top of the hill, on the holy hill. They drive all over Nassau and sing it. They even go into the people's homes. And the people have food. That's what's strange, right? My family used to do that too, you know. I mean, my wife family, they used to stop, and I remember you stop at the various homes. I was at St. Matthew's then. And they stopped at the various homes, and they, Anglican people just feed you. I'm not sure if all the Anglican churches does this, but I know St. Matthew's used to do it, but definitely St. Anne's on top of the Holy Hill there in Fox Hill, they does it, that the church rents a bus. And they go and sing to the elderly or the sick and shut-in. They have a list of those persons who like sick and shut-in or elderly or older members of the church. And they go and sing hymns and things, Christmas songs and things. Right? I know I had friends who, and I'm trying to get this tradition into my family, right? I have friends who do takeout containers, ham and turkey, rice, right? And they go to under the dock there. And if anyone there, I'm not sure if Bahamians are aware that there's a whole community that lives under the bridge there. It's like 25 people strong that lives under the bridge there. But every Christmas, I have friends who goes out there and give out sweaters. Right, blankets, food, you know, takeout containers, give a food, right? Drinks, just sodas or whatever it is, juices or whatever it is. And I want to know if your family does that. How is there a need for your family to give back, right? Is it a need for, like how Americans have that Thanksgiving and that people travel from all around the world, all around the globe to meet at one house to commune? To have that family connectivity, is that a Bahamian tradition where you all meet at one house? I know the Butlers. I call their name because they're my cousins, right? Milo Butler, grandchildren them. They have a big event every Christmas, right? Every Christmas, the Butlers them have a big event, and I never seen so many Butlers in one spot. They all just congregate and come. And of course, I'm a distant cousin. So, you know, you go there and you get food, right? It's like a potluck thing. I just bring the potato salad and thing. They go to a new place this time, one of the cousins. So I'm excited about that, right? But I want to know, is that a Bahamian thing that on Christmas Day, that you go to one specific family member house and you commune, you have games, you eat food, you watch TV, you know, you have a merry time. I know my wife tends to party a lot. She's a party one, and I'm the homebody one in the relationship, right? Already, my wife already had about seven parties, and she's one of those public servant type persons. So the public service tends to have a lot of parties. And she's invited to each public service party. Yesterday, the Royal Bahamas Police Force had their annual community party. Just separate from the police force party, because we tend to get invited to the police force party, and the police has different sections, right? So each police section, I try to go and get food. And they serve libations. And you could take home extra libations for the police force. They have a budget. The police force have a budget. That you could say, man, let me carry that wine with me. And they don't mind. They say, go ahead. Especially when you know they know you from the radio. So, man, go ahead, man. You're good people. Right? But yesterday, last night, the commissioner had the annual community party, which is open for the entire New Providence, that is, at the barracks there. And you can go and meet the commissioner, senior officers of the police force. And everything free. I talk about food and different food stations. I don't know who donating food and stuff, but the food so plentiful, right? You could just eat and eat. The drinks so plentiful, you could eat and eat. And the police force is giving away gifts. I mean, you could win scores and scores of gifts. Not just one gift you win in. I talk about and good quality gifts. Good quality gifts. And I want to commend them because, you know, I see my children them going there yesterday and they come back with things. And I like free things, as everyone knows. You know, so that's part of the tradition, right? Especially with the public service, they tend to have a number of parties. I'm now noticing that the public service just got to pay to go to the party, and I'm not used to paying to go to my staff party. Right? I thought the company's supposed to pay, and I just come there to eat, right? I didn't come to eat, but I see a number that I got to talk to the ministers about that. You know, why you got to ask the staff to pay? I can understand you say pay for your guests, right? You say your guests come in, you know, you got to give a donation to that. But staff party, it's supposed to be free. I'm able to be donating that to that. And then my wife is a good civil servant. I think she's supposed to be able to invite me for free. I come to eat, you know. I come to eat. But they're saying, I'm just watching things changing there. I love the government staff parties, right? I love seeing civil servants relax. They tend to get a lot of stress from the public and the demands. But Christmas times, right? I believe that employers are supposed to celebrate the staff. Next week, I'm hoping that our sponsors come through, right? We've written a number of people, Aaron and I. We've written a number of people to support us in our annual trivia that we have on the air, right? I'm supposed to stop by a number of places, hopefully to collect whatever they say to collect. And if it comes to fruition and everyone turns in what they say they can turn in and donate, we'll be able to have our trivia on air where you call in and sing, where you call in and answer questions about the Bahamas, where you call in and answer questions about Christmas, right? And you get a prize for it. So we're still hoping to do that. If you see it happens, that means the people came through, right? But we love celebrating Christmas. We love giving back. We love having fun, you know? I think I'll be the last show for this Christmas season, my show, what happens at 11 to 12 for the Guiding Radio time schedule. So a number of the shows, I'll be the last one for the holiday season, like for the going into New Year's, going into the Christmas season, and then we just play music. We play music, Guardian Radio, just play music for a while. So you'll be hearing me a lot, and I'd be talking about Christmas a lot. So during those times, I'm hoping to plug in those Christmas shows where we could do some trivia and get people to have prizes and gifts during the Christmas season. So I'm hoping that. Let me throw some names. Hoping that McDonald's, hoping that Myers Group of Company, was Eros, that's the Greeks, the Eros company. You know what I forget? I forget the Spartan. Anyway, I'll inbox them and try getting a number for them to see if they're willing to give one or two gift certificates with that, because I'm excited about that. I like good gifts, right? I like if you can sing. You should be able to get a good gift certificate. I even write John Bull. The gentleman, Mr. Smith, inboxed me. But he didn't say yes yet. But hopefully, he's listening now. I even write live. I got to inbox him back. Because I don't forget. Yeah. Even that little Caesar people. Yeah, I got to inbox them. And Sammy's Chicken. They're calling everybody name today. That can't forget me. I done email y'all. You know, you get the email. You got to respond and you say yes or no so I can move on. So these are a number of people I'm reaching out so we can have this trivia, right? But in all of the holidays, Christmas tend to be my favorite, right? Because I find that Bahamians tend to be more cheerful and giving. I remember being a packing boy and I find that people were eager to say, here, have this. Have a Merry Christmas, right? I find that right now we have a number of, a number of Bahamians who find themselves challenged. Despite how much money they're making, the money in, it just isn't enough to pay the bills and expenses and have a good Christmas. And I always worry about children having a good Christmas, because I'm one of those children who grew up not getting Christmas present. And, I'm realizing how important it is to just get something. It ain't got to be big, you know, to just get something. So I'm a promoter of making sure people have something for Christmas to open, right? So I love giveaways. So I know that what that the number man name Sebastian tends to rent out the entire carnival, and I commend him. There are some people who always grumble, but I know of growing up in the inner city when I was younger, and I didn't have that access money, especially how much these people charge now to get the entrance fee, right? The entrance fee is all your money there. So I always commend him when he said, "Man, just bring your children. Lines to be long, right? It ain't no easy riding. You be on the line for at least 1/2 an hour. Like, it's like going to Disney World. You be on the line for 1/2 an hour to get inside and to experience the carnival, right? But the gesture that he does to buy it out, I appreciate it. I mean, we need perhaps more multimillionaires to do things like that, to consider working class people and give opportunities for working class people and their children to have a good Christmas, right? There should be more than just one person renting out the carnival. It's supposed to be 3, 4, 5 days of people renting out the carnival for maybe even for different constituency. You know, you tell your parents bring you their voter's card and they get entrance, and then you bring the children them and stuff. But there needs to be more access for Bohemians to celebrate, for Bohemians to have fun, for Bohemians to know that they appreciated that, you know, that being Bohemian matters. Being Bohemian should matter, right? And as we celebrate, we need to include church worship, the memory of Christ in our Christmas celebration, right? That's why I used to like ZNS. I haven't watched ZNS in a bit, right? But when you get cable, everything just changed. But I used to appreciate the Christian programs they used to bring on, right? To telling of this Christmas story. I like ZNS in terms of those old traditional movies, even the cartoon, right? When I see them, I know that it's Christmas, right? A bubble, snowman story, you know, Bubbles Bunks, right? I enjoy that. I enjoy the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story, right? I enjoy the Rupper Pump Pump, the what do you call that? The Drummer Boy story. And because it reminds me of Christmas. I get that nostalgia. And I force my children them to say, "Hey, you got to watch this." I watched it. This is a part of Christmas tradition, you know? And what Die Hard. I think that's a Christmas story, a Christmas movie. I got to watch Die Hard every Christmas. Because it reminds me. And then Home Alone. I watch it every Christmas. It's a part of who I am and how I celebrate, right? And I'm sure that a number of Bohemians go through the same thing. Anyway, Kermit, it's 12 o'clock. And when it's 12 o'clock, that means I got to go. And that means that the news has come on. And that means I got to stop abruptly, right? Zhivago Lang is next after the news, right? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I shall see you on Monday. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.